Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with the Fantasy Sports News Update. It's official. Duke Zion Williamson, the AP Men's NCAA Hoop Player of the Year. No real surprise there. The 6'7", 280-pounder was the runaway choice, garnering 59 out of 64 votes. It's likely going to be a one-year stop for Williamson at Duke as he's projected as the NBA's top pick in the draft. He averaged 22.6 points and 8.9 rebounds. The NCAA Final Four, we're back at it Saturday. Here are the lines. First game set for 6:09 Eastern tip. Virginia, they're minus 6 over Auburn, was 5.5, now 6 total, 131 flat. Late game at 8:49 p.m., Michigan State is a 2.5-point favorite over Texas Tech, total 132. Tonight, the CBI final at 7 o'clock. Best 2 out of 3. The series tied at 1. Winner take all tonight. DePaul minus 2, 145 is your over-under. And the NCAA Women's Final Four gets back at it tonight. Number 2, Oregon versus number 1, Baylor at 7 o'clock. And 9 o'clock, number 1, Notre Dame takes on number 2, UConn. The Vanderbilt Commodores have hired Jerry Stackhouse as their new men's basketball coach. Football news. Business as usual for Josh Rosen of the Arizona Cardinals. Rosen expected to take part in the team's offseason workouts that start this Monday, with trade rumors swirling that the Cardinals say they're not actively shopping Rosen and they have not shown a willingness to trade him despite numerous teams inquiring about the quarterback. The Arizona Cardinals owning that number one overall pick in the draft, and they've been linked to Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Kyler Murray of Oklahoma. The Cleveland Browns with a few moves today. They've signed former Orlando Apollos quarterback Garrett Gilbert. The Browns also penning former Steelers safety Morgan Burnett. Busy night in the NBA. We got 13 games on the go. The big ones, Atlanta at Orlando. The Magic are laying 9 points, 226. A huge game for the Magic. They control their own destiny in the last 3 games. If they win the final 3 games of the season, they are in the postseason. San Antonio at Washington, Spurs 6.5, 225. Toronto at Charlotte, Raps laying 6, 224. The Knicks in Houston, Rockets minus 18 points. Yeehaw, 219. Boston and Indiana, the Celtics minus 1, 213. A big one here for the Heat. They're at Minnesota. Miami minus 3.5, 218.5. The Heat fighting for a playoff spot in the East. And Detroit at Oklahoma City, OKC minus 7. The Pistons also need a win here. Miami, Detroit, Orlando, Brooklyn all fighting for those last playoff spots in the East. Over-under in this game, 215. Other NBA action tonight. Memphis at Dallas, Mavericks minus 4, 213. Sacramento at Utah, Jazz playing 10, 224. New Orleans at Phoenix, the Pelicans are 2.5-point favorites, 230. Portland at Denver, Nuggets 6.5, 216. Cleveland at Golden State, Warriors minus 15.5, 226. And the Battle of L.A., wow, the Clippers minus 11 against the Lakers, 229.5. MLB action this afternoon, White Sox leading Seattle 6-2 at 410. We got the Dodgers minus 140 at Colorado, 10.5, Maeda versus Anderson. And at 415, San Diego and St. Louis, Cardinals minus 185, over under 7.5, Marjavicious and Flaherty. 435, Tampa Bay minus 130, total 7, Glasnow and Rodriguez. Here's the rest of the sched, 705 starts. We got Mini at Philly, the Phillies minus 165, over under 8, Odorizzi and Pavetta. Cincinnati, ice cold Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, Pirates minus 135, 7.5. Gray versus Musgrove, Toronto at Cleveland, Tribe minus 145, 7.5, Thornton versus Bieber. We got 7-10 action, Boston laying 25 cents at Arizona, 8.5, Porcello versus Godley, 7-20. We have Miami taking on Atlanta, the Braves minus 170, over under 8, Lopez versus Gossman, 8-10, Houston and Oakland, Astros minus 165, 8.5, Montas versus McHugh, Cubs in Milwaukee, the Brewers laying 30 cents, 8.5, Quintana versus Woodruff. And at 10:07, Texas taking on the LA Angels. Angels minus 120, over under 8.5. Lynn versus Pena. 3 games in the NHL. The big one, Columbus laying 220 at the Rangers, total 6. Columbus, a huge game for them as them and the Montreal Canadiens fighting for the final playoff spot in the East. Carolina clinching last night. Dallas at Chicago. Blackhawks minus 115, 6.5. Kings and Ducks. Ducks laying 60 cents, 5.5. And it's second round action of the PGA's Valero Texas Open. We got a jam-packed leaderboard. 5-way tie for first at 8-under, including Texas native and Longhorn Jordan Spieth. He's 8-under. Stay tuned, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage. We got Babano stopping by. Picks and a whole lot more. Busy, busy Friday and weekend in the sports world. Stick around. Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, Let's roll. Game Time Decision, Ranger Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, now on YouTube as well. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Everybody's working for the weekend, including the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, as the countdown is on. We've got the Final Four, both men and women. We've got the women's Final Four this evening. We've got the men's Final Four tomorrow. And because we're gender equal on this program, we'll talk about the women's Final Four. And more so because we're degenerate gamblers, we'll talk about the women's Final Four. So we've got a couple of women's college games on tap tonight, as well as the final of the CBI final tonight. And it's at DePaul, actually, tonight, because like everybody else, they want to save money. So they used to actually go back and forth. It would be game one at home, game two on the road, and then you'd go back for game three. But this year, Cam, they're saving money. They don't want to fly back and forth. So tonight's game's at DePaul. I tell you, on Wednesday night, it was a real classic. High scoring, crazy game, possession after possession, three ball, and real fun basketball. So I look forward to those games this evening. We got the Final Four tomorrow. And then, of course, we've got the Masters next week, where you'll get to step up and in and give us like 99 bets.
That's right. Yeah. Six pack. How about a 50 pack? Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Good night last night, Morenci, on the basketball front. Pretty even night in general, but we didn't fall for the Lipscomb trap there. The Texas Longhorns kicking ass. Congratulations to them. I'm going to hopefully see my buddy this weekend. He'll be in a good mood celebrating. His cousin's a bench player for that team, and Shaka Smart got those guys motivated. Very disappointing season, but they get it done there. And, yeah, Morenci, why can't we bet on the ladies? Why not? One thing about the women's game, though, you don't see many upsets in the women's Final Four. If you take a look, one seeds and two seeds all over the board, buddy.
Well, it's the same thing with the men. Same thing with the
men. Except for Auburn. Auburn's a five.
Yeah. With the exception of Auburn, who will get bounced tomorrow.
A
1-2 or three of one has won the national championship in 17 of the last 18 years.
yeah. The women, though, you never see even that one surprise. It tends to be very heavy, favorite-driven.
Look.
Remember, UConn used to just dominate. Like, no one could stop them.
The Oregon Ducks are the surprise this year. That's the surprise. It's their first ever women's Final Four. Yeah, the times have changed a little bit in women's college basketball. I mean, UConn are still good. I mean, this is their 12th consecutive Final Four. But I guess UConn, they're not favored this year. And Notre Dame have sort of come on, Cam, as the kingpins of women's college basketball over the last couple of years. They're the defending champions. It's interesting. They played earlier this year. Notre Dame beat UConn last year, I guess, in a tournament, but they played earlier this year in the regular season, and UConn beat them pretty easily, like 89-71 or something like that. I'm looking at the over of this basketball game. I'm looking at the over of the Notre Dame UConn game. We'll be watching that. That's the second game. We've got Oregon and Baylor on the board. It's WrestleMania 35.
Woo!
And is it WrestleMania or Wintermania? It snowed this morning in New York.
Freezing ass. I know. It's freezing. Bring
Game
my
Time
ass.
Decisions. Ready? Radio.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time Decisions continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio. I'll throw it down on YouTube as well. Something we didn't get to yesterday on the program, as we were unaware that it was the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart's birthday.
Cam's so humble, unlike Yang, who tells us like a month in advance and stuff that it's his birthday coming up, and reminds us, you know, the day before, and then, you know, hey, I'm on a shout out on the air, right? It's my birthday today. Cam kept it a secret that it was his birthday. We tweeted you last night, Cam, but happy birthday. Yep. I know
thanks, buddy.
You went out last night.
Looked great.
Happy birthday, Cam.
Oh, bye, buddy. You know what, Gabe? It's kind of what we talk about before, you know. I'm 44 now, and it was just kind of like another day, right? Go watch a little bit of basketball and the Leaf game. And, you know, I had a couple drinks with my buddy, but he works at 5 o'clock in the morning. He delivers mail, so it was very simple, like in-and-out night. And, you know, buddy, we're getting older now, so we don't need that stuff. But I'm going to Vegas next week. That's going to be where the party is. And during Masters week, I don't know how many tickets I'm going to have in my hand. It's going to be pretty kind of like you at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I'll be using them as fans.
Yeah, you're saying, you know, let's not play it up like, oh, you know, you're old and mature and you're taking it easy. You're going to Vegas next week for like 9 days.
Old and mature. I'll tell you one thing about getting older that I didn't realize that really sucks, Morency. I've been thinking about it. Not just the pain, like the stomach pain and the back pain and the hockey injuries. It's in the teeth. Every time I eat something now, I get things caught in my teeth. And the people are telling me as you get older, you get a shift with the molars in your mouth, man. I've been buying more toothpicks than I usually do. I can't eat anything without getting it stuck in my back teeth. It's really pissing me off. Always food back there. Annoying.
Yeah, I try to ignore all sort of things that come with age. You'll see a lot of things will start to happen. My knees have been cracking as of late.
Yeah.
Like, the other day, I started walking. I was like, I can hear like crack, crack. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking that
Skeletor.
Can't be good.
No,
that can't be good. You'll notice too. You're not there yet. So what? You're 44 now. The question is, do you have hair coming out of your ears and stuff? Like, is there an excess?
Yes.
Does it have like more than it used to be?
Yeah, definitely. Ears are a problem. I've been trimming inside. They grow a lot more like shrubs there. As I noticed, the teeth. The back teeth have been moving. Also, teeth just tend to get more beat down. Like, I used to have actually a nice set of chiclets. I could drink coffee and Pepsis till the cows come home. But I noticed, Gabe, I'm going to do what you did before you went to New York City. I'm just going to have to buck it up, drop a nickel down, and go see a dentist because I'm having mouth problems now. It's not fun. No. Just add to the ulcer and everything else. Why not? It's a full eight-ailment parlay. Cracked knees, bad teeth.
I'm a little older. I'm a little older than
Cam.
And one thing you'll notice too, as that's when the depression starts to kick in. Eyebrow hair starts to get wild.
Oh, I know. I'm like, shaving it all the time, and it's growing back thicker. But they're blonde, right? But I grabbed a razor the other day, Gabe, and I got sensitive skin, kind of like a wrestler, and it was just bleeding everywhere. It was like a Ric Flair match. I went there to trim my eyebrows, and went too deep. We're bleeding.
I used to. Yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff. But don't poke around up there.
Slow.
I'm like, that's one thing I miss about Michelle Serpico. Like, I used to be sitting there, and she'd be sitting pretty close to me, and she'd go, don't move. She'd reach over.
Oh, she picked your hair. You're nice.
Yeah, she'd just rip like a thing off my eyebrow there. You know, she goes, you know, it was kind of sticking out there. I'd be like, thank you, Michelle. I don't have that now. And it's hard to do it yourself, bro. Like, number one, I don't have tweezers. I don't have tweezers, so I've actually tried where I'll be trying to rip it out. It's not too easy. And when you have tweezers, dude, I'm not a surgeon. I played the game Operation when I was a kid. Remember that game?
Love it. One of my favorites.
Operation? Yeah, you'd have to do the operation without, like...
Daddy hand. Don't touch it. Beep, beep, the nose. Uh-oh, I'm going for the funny bone. Yeah, my buddy had the shake. He could never – Sean Filler up that guy. He had a shaky hand. Eh? He could never play Operation.
What's he do now?
He drives truck in Arizona, actually, but Gambler territory. He's a U.S. and Canadian citizen. He drives long-haul trucks. Pretty hard job, man. That's a grind. Ask Pie Man.
That's a good idea, actually. You know what? It'd be funny to watch – it'd be funny for us to try to play Operation now to see.
It wouldn't go very well.
I think I could do okay in it. I play guitar.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm intricate. I think I could get in there and
skinny fingers.
Nah, I really couldn't, man. I'd have a big problem. But like that'd be a good idea. I'm just full of great ideas for other people. It'd be a great idea to have a reality show, like a TV show. And it's like you play Operation, but you have a bigger board type thing. You know what I mean? So it's like a big thing. And the thing is, people really get zapped for real, though. You know, they get shocked when they screw up and they fall into like a pit of misery. Like, you know, like the Japanese game shows. You know, you fall into fall in the water with a bunch of eels or something like that. Bunch of leeches.
Have you ever had leeches on you?
Once. It sucked.
It really sucked. And the thing is, the first human instinct is to peel it off, right? And who walks around with a box of salt? You know what I mean? So you're sitting there ripping. Oh, it makes it just rip, rip, rip. Oh, it's killing me. Yeah, what are you going to do? Okay, can you go to the store and get me some salt so they curl up and die? Give me a break. Yeah, no, I used to go fish golf balls out of the river. Lots of leeches. Got to be careful. Man, they're mean. Yeah. And they really suck hard, too. They do good work really quick.
I went into a weird-ass sort of pond-type swamp thing once in Mexico.
Oh, boy. Bet the Mexican leeches are real mean.
It didn't end well, buddy. It didn't end well. Like, it was one of those deals where I had to take, like, antibiotics so I wouldn't have, like, a worm in my arm. You know what I mean? Like, you see the thing, like, that type thing.
Yeah. Ringworm. Like, God.
What the hell's going on here, man? Yeah, my little brother got it, too. My little brother, man, he was crying and stuff. You could see his little thing moving. It's like, dear God.
Help. There's a leech in him. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Help me. All right, so Babano's going to join us. Steve Merrill's off today. Babano's going to join us. We'll get into the Final Four. We've got... Yeah, kind of came across wrong there, Cam. Van Fob in the chat says, yeah, it's true. Mexican leeches are the worst. Donald Trump rally.
That's not cool. I just meant to say, like, they're not like
the
leeches
in the water.
Yeah.
In the water.
Yeah, you know the North American waters, right? Like the ones at my Credit River in Toronto or whatever, you know what I mean? The regular leeches. I'm thinking Mexican leeches, you know, they got more, they're meaner, longer. I don't know. I was just thinking it's a road game for leeches, Gabe. Anyway, you're right. Leeches in general are just not cool.
I'd like to go with you. I'd like to go with you to Crocodile Pit, where I went to in Costa Rica.
Oh, God, you wouldn't catch me dead there. I
know you. Yeah, you wouldn't like it too much. Like,
I don't mind crocs that much, but snakes, I got a real problem with snakes. I really hate them. We used to own property, my parents, and my mom made my dad sell it because it was just infested with rattlesnakes. Like, the dog was always in danger. They were just hovering. Like, I was a kid, I'd be out trying to pick some raspberries. There's a rattlesnake just hanging out. Like, it's not cool. Like, you're a kid, right? We had to wear boots because there's so many snakes. I don't like them.
I had to, when we went, dude, they told me, listen, we're going to this place. There's a bridge, and there's a lot of crocodiles there, all right? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I figured there'd be some crocodiles, Cam, right? Like, all right, we'll see a couple. I was like, you sure we're going to get to see some crocodiles? They're like, oh, yeah, don't worry, you'll see crocodiles. And I'm like, we get there, and there's, like, freaking, like, 700 of them, man. Dude, like, there's some of them are like T-Rex. Like, there were a few of them down there, man. And I'm looking, and people were going down there and throwing things at them and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and
teasing them. No.
And I asked somebody, I said, do they ever, like, kill people? And they're like, oh, yeah, all the time. They were telling me, they're like, yeah, just recently there was a, a homeless guy. And he went and he took a bath in their camp. He went to bathe.
Oh, no.
It didn't end well. They found his head. That's the only thing they found, Ken. They didn't want to chew his skull. It's the only thing they found. They found the guy's head, like his head washed up. His head was floating around. The rest of them, gone. He gone.
No meat on the bone.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Yep.
guy named Abel Morenci. Wrote it down with Cam Stewart, whose his birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday to Cam. We'll see Cam in a couple of weeks as we go to put the final icing on the cake of Homicide's a new record as we're getting close. We're getting close. One last trip. And we'll see the Ranger Red and Cam Stewart. The NBA playoffs will be going on. We'll see if the timing works out. Although I literally think they'll be in Brooklyn. I think the Raptors will be in Brooklyn when I'm in Toronto, and I'll be in Brooklyn when the Raptors are, the Nets are in Toronto. Like I'll be
coming?
Vice versa.
End of the month? End of the month?
Yeah. On the 20th.
Oh, 20th. That's about a week and a half, isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty close, man. That's close.
Yeah, yeah. Will you even be there? Are you going to be back from Vegas? You're going to be right.
Yeah, yeah,
I think you'll be back right around then.
Yep, I'll be back a few days before that for sure. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. Come up to the studio again. As you know, my tenant's moving out at the end of the month. Maybe you and Hainser can come by for a drink. We've been talking about a night to, you know, have let loose, have some drinks, and have some fun. We'll try to make it happen.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, we could go out and throw it down on that Saturday night. Yeah, a lot of stuff to get to. We got the Final Four. We've got, of course, Major League Baseball. We've got final weekend of NHL play. We have the Women's Final Four for the Degenerates tonight. We've got DePaul in South Florida for the Degenerates tonight. And WrestleMania for a little piece of entertainment later in the week. And our boy Rockamaniac will join us in the 6 o'clock hour, around 6:30, 6:40 or so. Our boy Rockamaniac will join us. He's been a longtime host of wrestling radio shows, wrestling websites, Wrestling Observer, etc. For those of you that are going to be sprinkling and laying it down on WrestleMania, we'll get a couple of picks from Rockamaniac. And as I stated, I'm not kidding, man. Like, I didn't see the snow this morning, but I heard it snowed. I didn't see it, but, you know, it's cold enough that I was wearing my Buffalo Bill winter hat still. Like, It's rainy and cold today. It's not if this weather continues at this pace, it really will suck to be sitting out there. And I tell you, Cam, you've been out there actually. I don't know if you remember, but the Meadowlands is freaking windy, man.
Like, oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's a windy place. Like, there's no hiding from the wind out there. So, you know, they'll probably have heaters around the ring though for the wrestlers. It'll suck for the fans, but they'll probably be cranking heat. Those wrestlers are walking around basically in shorts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tight shorts. It's freezing. I heard the weather's going to be getting a little bit better in a couple of days, though, Morenci. Just checking the forecast. It will get hotter. But, man, you're right. It's like winter, man. I'm still wearing, like, rock and a parka and stuff like that. It's crazy. And you know me. I like it cold. It's nuts. It's absolutely crazy right now. Spring. We're almost in April. It's freezing our asses off. It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully this stuff goes away. I mean, I could live with this for like another week or two, but
yeah, you won't have to. I think 2 or 3 days, it's done. It's one more cold blast, and we're out of it. So positivity. It's going to get warmer.
Yeah, normally by the Masters, the weather does. The weather is warmed up. All right, let's. I believe we got our boy Tom Long Island stepping up and in right now, which is a good time. Normally Steve Merrill would be with us right now, but Steve. The mysterious Steve Merrill. He's the only guy that's more mysterious than Babano. I told you, I don't know what Babano, Steve's up to.
They should get a... Yeah. You're right. Team Mystery. What, you know, Babano, he's got... Where's Babano? At the diner. Well, hey, I'm having soup.
Like Merrill,
fish and chips. Yeah, Merrill's doing stuff too. Yeah.
Merrill could have told me an email, I can't do the show today because I'm going wherever. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All Merrill said is, can't do the show today. I will be in transit.
Yeah,
kind of like,
fair enough.
Kind of vague. Yeah, it's kind of vague. All right, let's bring Tom from all Long Island. What's up, Tom?
Hey, fellas, Cam, happy birthday. How are you guys doing today? Happy Friday.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, happy Friday to you.
Thank you. It's great. Guys, I have a hockey question, but before I get to that, I have a degenerate question. There's a little excitement going on in my town that I live in, and here's the reason why. The Brooklyn Nets G League team is in the championship. Theo Pinson hit a game-winning shot with 0.6 seconds left last week. So they normally play at the Coliseum. The Nassau Coliseum this on Sunday night has the boat show. So So they're moving the G League game to actually in my town at Stony Brook. So my degenerate question is, because tickets are only $10, so I'm going to go check it out. Have you guys ever betted on G League, and do they make lines for G League?
Oh, yeah.
They do. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm looking right now at one book. They don't have it up right now, but I imagine they will on Sunday. They'll probably even have live in-game action for it. But, you know, this book you're not going to be able to sign up for. You'll have to search around a bit, like for online. You know, let me check right. We'll check for you. I'll let you know on Twitter. But, oh, yeah, no, it's not as if, though, no one has lines for G League basketball. There are lines for G League basketball. There are books that have in-game betting, like live in-game during the season. And especially now that it's the championship and the final and stuff, there'll be lines out there. I'm not saying every book will have them, but we'll try to find them, and we'll see. We'll see if a FanDuel or a Will Hill or somebody steps up, a DraftKings in the area steps up with G League. They probably will. Like I said, there are G League lines. That's pretty cool, too, in a smaller gym. Yeah, why not? Could check out the game, man. I kind of regret it. I would have liked to see Texas last night at the NIT. At least I won the bet. That's more important.
Yeah.
So, of course, I don't go. If I would have went, I would have lost probably. I never win when I go.
That's a good point. Yeah, see, that's the thing, right? You go to games, you lose, you stay away, you win, but you still eventually want to go to another game. You can't keep on thinking about that. But, yeah, good ending for Texas. They get it done, buddy. We were on the right side there.
But I'll find out. Now you got
NIT
my
tickets were cheap.
Now you got. Yeah, I know. You could sit like right by the basket for like 60
bucks. You could not front row, but courtside for like $50, $80.
I know.
Yeah, they actually have the G League team in my backyard. They're there every year, right, Gabe? The 905s and your boy Boucher from Montreal is the player of the year there, right? Like it's they had tickets literally, Tom, tickets for the for a Raptors 905, $9.05, 905.
It's good basketball, too.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. Like, the guys are, like, they're NBA worthy. They're just getting ready for the NBA or rehabbing. Or it's not like a scrub league. It's a good league. G League basketball is a high-level league. And, you know, Jerry Stackhouse, actually, was the coach. And I guess Stackhouse just never going to get an opportunity. No, not never, but Jerry Stackhouse has been the coach. Yeah, what,
he's
Vanderbilt?
Got a job today. Yeah, Vanderbilt. Yeah, the Vanderbilt Commodores hired Stackhouse.
Good job, but you know, he was hoping for the NBA. The Raptors passed him over a couple of times. True. He got NBA assistant offers. He was an NBA assistant, but he was the head coach of the 905s, the Raptor team, and they won a championship. He might have won twice type thing. Like, the Raptors have a very good system. So he didn't get the Raptor job, but he didn't walk off, and he didn't want to be an assistant in the NBA. So he takes the Vanderbilt. That's SEC. He's going to be making some money there, but What's your hockey question, Tom?
So, yeah, so, fellas, I don't know if you guys heard any candidates yet for the Rangers president. I know, you know, they just said yesterday that, you know, that is open. A lot of people saying maybe Chris Drury, Mark Messier. So that's why I want to see if you guys maybe have a lean on who you think it is going to be. But my main question is, you guys know I'm a Lundqvist, you know, supporter. I love Lundqvist. A lot of fans now don't even want him back next season. Do you guys see him coming back at all? Or do you think that they're just going to try to just trade him and get whatever? He's barely playing now this season, too.
Exactly. Georgiev did a real good job, Gabe, as you know. And I hate to say it, at the Rangers' position, Lundqvist, you know what I mean? If you were close, I'd say he'd come back for a year. But it's a total rebuild, right? Got rid of Zuccarello to the Stars and everybody else. It's going to be a while for the Rangers. They grind, but it's going to be in a complete rebuild. So I think Lundqvist will retire or go to a contender and try to give it one more year, Gabe. What do you think?
It's going to be tough because the problem is that the natural process selection for Lundqvist really would be at this point to sort of ease into being the backup for real. But the problem is he makes too much money for that, right? So he's making a lot of money. For a guy, hey, you're going to play 20, 25 games this year out of respect. It's a tough situation to be in. It wouldn't surprise me. I have a hard time picturing him in another uniform, to be honest, guys. But one thing about the president, I will say, and we'll talk more about Lundqvist as the future goes on, but one thing about the president, I would advise against Mark Messier. I would advise, like honestly, Messier's a great player, but what's he? He's not an executive. He's not a president. I mean... You know,
potato chips.
Yeah, he was a great player. Okay. You know what I mean? He was a great leader. And we see this. The Buffalo Sabres, you know this, Cam. The Montreal Canadiens have done it. There's a tendency in hockey, let's give the job to Bob Gainey. Let's give the job to Sergei. Let's give the job to a former player, former great, because it'll settle down the fans, so to speak. Patrick Waugh.
Look at Wayne Gretzky.
It doesn't work.
Not successful.
Yeah, it's an easy way out. Like, the Rangers should find the best available guy for the job as opposed to, well, he played for us. You know, and I know Marc Messier is really beloved, but, you know, he's not Marc Messier's, you know, what Marc Messier right now, guys, is coaching like a junior kids team in Connecticut. You know what I mean? It's not like he's, you know, some like business mind or like Steve Yzerman's an ultra serious guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Yzerman is dead serious, and like Marc Messier's a fun loving guy that likes to party and, you know, coach hockey and with kids and stuff, but I don't think it's a smart hire. Look, Glenn Sather wasn't a smart hire.
No, it was not.
Well, you got to get younger, man. These NHL retreads over and over. God bless these guys, Glenn Sather and stuff, man. But thanks for the call, Tom. But
thanks,
the
Tom.
Edmonton Oilers, Cam. Glenn Sather put together the Edmonton Oilers. That was in 1981, bro.
It was. Yeah, exactly. Long way away, buddy. Yeah, you're right.
Get Wayne Gretzky.
Keep on hiring the same guys. I know.
Get Wayne Gretzky.
Doesn't work. Been proven.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Baseball season now in full swing. It's time to swing for the fences, playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the eighth $1 million winner or another one of the countless number of people who have won hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars using DailyRoto.com to help set your DraftKings and FanDuel lineups. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount, and you'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, the use of lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Good job, Cam. He is Cam Stewart. I am Gabriel Morenci. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio. Tom on Long Island just asked us about the Ranger president situation. And I was saying, you know, don't automatically just say, hey, we're going to give it to a former player or a big name because of the splash that you would make. Yet, unlike the Knicks, the Rangers, same ownership group, but there's not the same perception. Like, in the hockey world, like, the Rangers is a cool job. You know what I mean? Like, in basketball worlds, like, people are like, dude, I don't want to go anywhere near that. Like, it's like Dolan doesn't go to the Ranger games or something. Like, he's too busy paying attention to the Knicks, where the Rangers will let you spend money. It's an original six team. It's a great arena. It's a great tradition. There's a hardcore, like, loyal base of Ranger fans. It's a first-class organization, Cam, really. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the same ownership as the Knicks, but they don't have the same reputation. Like, even in hockey circles, like in Canada, people like respect the Ranger organization. They're the Kitchener Rangers. Like, you know, they model themselves after the Rangers, etc. But I was just talking about Steve Yzerman, and you know, I was saying, well, you know, Marc Messier isn't as qualified as a guy like Steve Yzerman is, who's run Team Canada before, who's been in the Olympics and been successful running NHL teams before. And here we are right now, from 1 hour ago, Cam, New York Post reports Steve Yzerman interested in New York Rangers job.
Wow.
But, yeah, and he's also a front runner And you know that Brooksy, Larry Brooks, is on top of this stuff.
Hey, Brooksy.
So, yeah, Brooksy, why don't you shut the hell up, Brooksy? Shut up. What did he say? He goes, I'm not answering your questions. He goes, you're not going to answer. He's like, that's the best. He goes, that's right. I'm not effing answering your question. He goes, what part of this don't you understand, jerk? Tortorella and Brooks's confrontations were the best.
Oh, they
you know it all, Brooksy, don't you? Why don't you coach the team? Hey, you know everything, don't you? Larry Brooks is reporting that the Rangers' top two candidates, John Davidson and Steve Yzerman. And John Davidson is the guy.
He's qualified.
John Davidson, former Ranger goaltender. I remember it was 1981? Yep. 1979.
Late '70s.
1979. The Rangers lost to the Montreal Canadiens in the Stanley Cup Finals. I think it was like a sweep. It might have been five games. I'm pretty sure it was a sweep. Old JD. But I don't know. You probably remember this, Cam. But for years, this is in the old days on Hockey Night in Canada. So remember they used to have the hot stove?
Yeah,
so remember and it was like the Brady Bunch guys. They'd have like different like faces. We're going to the hot stove. And a hot stove used to be like the sort of insider sort of deal of the week. Like people were like,
Al Strachan.
And Al Strachan used to piss people off every week by saying crazy shit. And they'd go to JD in New York. And I swear to God, me and my buddies, Cam, used to have a bet. We used to literally bet money for real on Saturday nights. Over under how long, like we'd have a stopwatch and stuff, how long will it take before he brings up the Rangers? everyone on the hot stove would go around the league, in St. Louis, and, we're hearing in Edmonton this is going on, and they'd be like, JD, what do you got for us? Let me tell you, over at Madison Square Garden, guys. everything was like, we know. Do you know anything else besides any team besides the Rangers? Because he used to be on MSG and stuff. But then he became, an executive, St. Louis Blues, long time. And I'll tell you what, Cam, the way things are going for the club is Blue Jackets, they ain't going to want him back there anyways.
And another thing with JD, also did some stuff with St. Louis and the Blues organization there for a while. I think it's a good hire. Yeah, there's always been that reaction there. And a great point by you, Gabe. Even in the past, I found it funny because John Davidson always did the Rangers stuff, yet Stan Fischler, who's a big guy there in the area when he was doing all that hot stove stuff. The hockey maven always did Islanders and Devils because he left the Rangers, right? Like that was like JD's type of thing. And the other guys there was funny because Islander fan and New Jersey fan still don't really they're not getting along. But it was funny. Fischler did both of those teams.
Maven. What a name.
The hockey maven. Yeah, and
I used to have him on my show all the time. Our boy Rimmer used to book him.
Rimmer had good. He had good guests. He knew some people, man. I like both. I think both hires would be very, very good for the Rangers. They're in the rebuild right now, Gabe, and they still have some nice young parts to that team. But about Lundqvist, it's one of those things like you respect him so much. But I can tell you one thing: if you're going into the playoffs, a team like San Jose would love a guy like Henrik Lundqvist. Martin Jones is the reason. The goals that he's let in, awful. Like I look at those teams heading in. Nashville's a little bit different because I still think Pekka-Rinne can be good. Martin Jones is a big problem. And in the East, imagine a team, an upstart team like Carolina, instead of McElhinney, a backup, and Mrazek.
Let's be real. Lundqvist isn't an elite goalie anymore, though.
No, I know, but he's better than the guys they got, still. And also, the Rangers, Gabe, they're also a bad – but the thing about their team, they're – it's different for Lundqvist because he's not dealing with the same team yet. They're not out of the same defense.
Time has caught up, bro. I'm not saying he's done, but I'm telling you, Lundqvist right now is he's at the point of his career where he's an elite backup. You know what I mean? Hey, we're going on a Stanley Cup run here. Like you said, a team like Vegas. But the problem is he makes money. Right, like I mentioned Nashville, because Pekka-Rinne is inconsistent. One night he'll be like a Vezina Trophy winner, and the next night it's like, dude, we're down 3-0 5 minutes in, right? But it's Lundqvist is in a tough freaking spot, man. Like, he can't make all this money. Like, what's his salary?
I know.
I'm going to look it over. What's his salary? The guy makes like $7 to $8 million a year.
He's one of the highest paid for sure. I'm just saying, when you're a team that's San Jose went out and got Carlson, he's hurt, but he's coming back, okay? You got Brent Burns, one of the best.
$10 million
in the
a year.
League. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he's making
that's
a lot of money.
Bread. Dude, to put it in context, Matt Zuccarello makes $3.5 million. Jonathan Toews makes $7.8 million. Roberto Luongo gets $6.7 million. Yeah, let's see what Marc-Andre Fleury gets.
Probably about, I'm thinking about 4.5, 5 tops.
No, I'm going to guess 6.57 for Fleury.
That's going to be.
You're saying
I say 5. Meh.
You started at 4.5. We're in the middle,
five.
You and I. We both sort of win here.
$5,750,000. Yep, that's good. Hey, man, what a price for him. So you're saying he's almost half?
I said 6.5. You said 4.55. Yeah. So, yeah, we're right there. You know?
We're in the middle. And he deserves every single penny.
Yeah, I'm saying, is Lundqvist twice as good as all these guys? I'm not paying Lundqvist $10 million.
No.
You got to tell him.
Either.
No, you tell him. Listen, Henrik, you can be on our team and you can be the starter. You got to take a pay cut.
For sure.
Take a pay cut.
You
I'll give you $6 million a year, $5 million a year. Two-year deal.
That's not going to happen. The thing is, the Rangers aren't going
to
win.
Go back to Sweden.
Go
back to Sweden.
Do something. Or just end your career there. Because I'll tell you, though, if I was San Jose today, I would have done something, even signing a short-term deal with Lundqvist. You have a one-year to two-year window with the players that you got, with Joe Pavelski, Thornton, all these guys are old. You made the move to get Erik Karlsson to be a Stanley Cup contender. You cannot throw out Dell Computers and Martin Jones and think you're going to win in the Western Conference. Because when you face Vegas and you're playing those 1-0 games, Fleury will make the save and Jones won't make the save. Lundqvist would still make the save, but San Jose really screwed up, man. They thought that this goaltender Jones, this issue was brewing and simmering, and they didn't do anything about it. And I'll tell you, Gabe, what's the point of getting all these guys and spending all that money when they might be a first or second round exit? Big mistake.
Jones, you know what it is, and Jones, I know. Listen, I was a goalie.
Yeah,
so
you were.
You know this. You know this, too. You could speak to this. Goaltending is one of these deals where you can be lucky for a while. It's like gambling. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can be better than you actually are when you're a goalie. Like, you know, it's like, holy shit, everything's hitting me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even see the puck sometimes.
Yep.
Like, you'll notice good goalies, they don't even see the puck half the time. Like, you'll see Carey Price, he doesn't know where the puck is. He makes the save and he's looking around. He's like, oh, it's in my pad, because they can't even feel it anymore, right? They can't feel anything. Like you said, they get the angle, the position, and they play the percentage that, you know what, he's not going to be able to put it here, there, or there, and it's going to hit me. But you've seen this before. Like other sports, in other positions, it doesn't happen. Once in a while, you'll have a guy that'll score 30 goals and kind of disappear, but it's very rare. It's not rare, Cam, that a goalie will stand on his head for a year and then suck. You know what I mean? Seen it time and time again. Yaroslav Halak looked like an all-star. Guy's
exactly.
An okay goalie.
He was on a heater.
Steve Penny, going back to the old days. Like the Montreal Canadiens have had like a ton of guys that were sort of good for like a brief period of time.
Jim Carrey,
the pet
detective,
yes.
Net detective.
He was the rookie of the year. The next year he was terrible.
And then he went nowhere.
Yeah,
it happens with goalies all the time.
Jim Craig, 1980, Miracle on Ice. Guy stood on his head. He went to the Atlanta Flames. He sucked. He couldn't play. Yep. They were like, you can't play in the NHL, Jim.
And it's happened with the Islanders, right? Like Robin Leonard, Buffalo got rid of him. These guys, him and Dreis, are both overachieved, but they can't keep this up forever. Eventually, you know, the luck will change. And Martin Jones, it's definitely caught up with him. San Jose's in a whole different position, though. Their window of time is so slight, Gabe, with the veterans that they have. It's 1 or 2 years max. And I don't think, I think the reason they're going to lose is because of their goaltending in a tight game. Vegas, with Marc-Andre Fleury, he's proven he could show up in the playoffs. That guy's amazing. The way he's resurrected, like, when he was there before with Pittsburgh, I go, he was good. Yeah. And he used to let in a couple crap goals. He's taken his game to a different level. I love that guy, man. Like, you feel confident with him in the net.
That's one thing it's true that you raise. It's a good point as far as Lundqvist that he can help. That he can help a team. We've seen with goalies as well. They always have that one last hurrah, Cam.
They do.
And you're right. Lundqvist can have that with another team. They always have that one last. like a good call, perfect fit. And it really is because, you know, you look, Marc-Andre Fleury. People are like, oh, Vegas are crazy to take Marc-Andre Fleury. He's inconsistent. Marc-Andre Fleury's been the rock solid, like, he's carried this franchise.
Exactly.
You know, you look, people said Roberto Luongo was done. Remember after Vancouver? Ah, he's old, whatever. Sent him to Florida. Jose Theodore. Theodore had a second wind in Florida after the fact. I thought he was done. Nah, he wasn't. You know what I mean? Goalie's the one position, it seems, that you can sort of get that. It's like a cat. You have another life. You know, you have one last little mini life of 2 years to do this again. You're smarter. You know the angles. You know everyone in the league. You know the shots. You know everything, right? It's just your experience pays off for you with the goaltending position at one point.
Another team would be Calgary. They're another team. Their goaltending set them back. Like with big Riddick and Mike Smith, I think it's going to burn their ass in the playoffs too. We'll see. It's going to be very interesting, Gabe. It's open. We're open for business,
I don't trust
Mike either
Smith.
Guy. Nope.
All right. Game time decision. Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Decisions, Ready Rage Radio continues. Well, Tom in Long Island got us talking about hockey, and now here we are moving into level two already in a couple of minutes. We'll jump in to the Final Four. We've got basketball this evening. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got games going on, actually, right now.
Sure do. Crazy game with the White Sox. They were beating Seattle 6-1. Seattle scored 7 unanswered runs. They're up 8-6 right now. White Sox got a guy on. This has just been an absolute pitching disaster, overfest. Lots of runs in this game. We're not even done yet.
8-6.
Yep, 8-6, Mariners. And the White Sox got a couple guys Seattle on, right no now. Out. Tampa Bay's up 4-0, Gabe, already. The Giants' misery continues. 4-0. The Rays put up a 4 spot in the first inning. The Giants' misery continues. Dodgers, Rockies scoreless right now, and Padres, Cardinals still scoreless as well. Those are
man,
the games
Tampa's,
going on.
Tampa's just racking up the W's, man.
Tampa's a damn good team, man. Like, I don't care what they do is unpopular. We're going to do what we want. They don't care. We'll start whoever, bullpen guy. It works for them. Like, they have a great recipe. You know what I mean? They don't spend too much money. They go around. They're competitive every year. You got Snell. Like, it's just, they're one of those teams, man. Never underestimate the Rays. If I were the Yankees and Red Sox, I'd be very concerned of the Rays. They're just that gritty.
Right now, to win the National League, and American League future odds, a quick check of teams getting off to a hot start. The AL East, the Rays right now, plus 470.
Huh.
Not bad, actually.
It's not bad.
Plus 470. The New York Yankees are favored right now, minus 120.
Yeah.
Boston Red Sox are plus 160.
Mm.
Tampa Bay Rays, plus 470.
That's something that, that number, my ears perked up.
Toronto Blue Jays? What do you think the Blue Jays are?
25-1.
50-1.
Yeah, I'd put it at 50. Yeah, but didn't expect it to be like that. But yeah, 50 is about right. 100.
They might not get 50 hits this year.
No.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Yang. Yang with the update there. Mitch Haniger with the early bomb here. Crazy game going on, Chicago and Seattle. The White Sox led 6-1. Seattle 7 unanswered, but the White Sox have two guys on, no out. So it's Seattle 8-6 in the bottom of 7. Game's underway, just underway. Dodgers and Colorado still scoreless, top of 3. San Diego and St. Louis also zeros, top of 3. And as we mentioned, Tampa Bay exploding for a crooked number. The 4 spot in the first inning. Rays up on the San Francisco Giants, 4-0, top of 2. Here's the rest of the sked tonight. We got 7:05 starts. Mini at Philadelphia. Phillies minus 65, total 8. Odorizzi and Pavetta. Cincinnati, the ice-cold Reds. You want to talk about the Blue Jays not hitting? So Cincinnati, they're just as bad at Pittsburgh. They've been killing me this week. Pirates minus 135, 7.5. Gray versus Musgrove. As we mentioned, Toronto and Seattle. Tribe, kind of a short price here. 145, 7.5. Thornton versus Bieber at 7:10. We got Boston minus 125. Favorites at Arizona. Over under 8.5. Porcello versus Godley. 7:20 action. Miami taking on Atlanta in hot Atlanta. Braves minus 170. Total 8. Lopez, Gausman. 8:10. Houston and Oakland. Astros minus 165. 8.5. Montas versus McHugh. Cubs in Milwaukee. The Brewers, they're laying 30 cents. 8.5. You're over under. Quintana versus Woodruff. And the late game at 10:07 tonight. Texas at the LA Angels. The Angels ice cold, but minus 120. 8.5. Lynn versus Pena. Duke Zion Williamson is the AP Men's NCAA Hoop Player of the Year. The 6'7", 285-pound Williamson was the runaway choice, garnering 59 of 64 first-place votes. It'll likely be a one-year stop for Williamson at Duke, as he's projected to be the top pick in this year's NBA draft. He averaged an astonishing 22.6 points and 8.9 rebounds in his freshman season. NCAA Final Four, we're back at it on Saturday. Here are the lines. First game set for 6:09 Eastern tip. Virginia, 6-point favorites versus Auburn, total 131. Late game, 849. Michigan State, Sparty, a 2.5-point favorite over Texas Tech, 132. Tonight, CBI final, best 2 out of 3. Series tied at 1, winner take all tonight. DePaul, minus 1.5, 145 is your over-under. NCAA Women's Final Four tonight, back in action. Number 2, Oregon versus number 1, Baylor. The Baylor Lady Bears laying 7 points at 9. Number 1, Notre Dame versus number 2, UConn. Irish, small 2-point favorites. The Vanderbilt Commodores have hired former Raptors 905's coach Gary Stackhouse as their new men's basketball coach. Business as usual for Arizona Cardinals. Josh Rosen expected to take part in the team's offseason workouts that begin Monday. With trade rumors swirling, the Cardinals say they are not actively shopping Rosen, and they've not shown a willingness to trade him, despite numerous teams ringing their phone inquiring about the quarterback. The Arizona Cardinals own the number 1 pick in the draft, and they've been linked to Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray. Cleveland Browns making a couple moves today, Simon, signing former Orlando Apollos quarterback Garrett Gilbert. The Browns also penning Steelers former Steelers safety Morgan Burnett. Busy night in the NBA. We got 13 games, big ones in the East. Let's take a look at this. Atlanta at Orlando. The Magic laying 9 points, 226. A huge game for the Orlando Magic. They have 3 games left. If they win out, they are in the playoffs in the East. The Orlando Magic, the only team, they control their destiny. Then we have Miami at Minnesota a little bit later. Heat minus 3.5, 218.5. The Heat need a win to keep pace. They're fighting for that playoff spot. And Detroit at Oklahoma City. Tough one for the Pistons. OKC minus 7 in this basketball game, 215. Pistons need a big W. Miami, Detroit, Orlando, Brooklyn, all fighting for the last playoff spots in the East. Crazy stuff. Also tonight, Battle of LA, Clip versus Lakers. Seems crazy to see this. Clippers minus 11 against the Lake Show, 229.5. Just 3 games in the National Hockey League tonight. A huge one in New York. Columbus laying 220 against the Rangers, total 6. Big game for Columbus. Either them or Montreal will get that final playoff spot in the East. Carolina clinched last night, beating the Devils. Dallas at Chicago. Blackhawks minus 115, 6.5. And Kings and Ducks. Ducks minus 60, 5.5 is your over-under. Let's hit to the links. PGA's Valero Open. Jordan Spieth, one of 5 guys tied for the lead at 8 under par. Stay tuned, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. We're back to talk more sports picks, phone calls, and a whole lot more. And our buddy Babano stops by. Maybe he's at the soup shop. Maybe he's eating fish. Who knows? Babano is very mysterious. Red Heat and Rage coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports on Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down to Raging Redhead, that Cam Stewart on a cold, rainy day in New York. WrestleMania will be at the Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, where the New York Jets will have will be. I guess they have new uniforms. I guess they're playing. Is it the Saskatchewan Roughriders
or the New York Riders? It's the Melonheads.
You know what it's? I actually read. I got more into it. Actually, I read about it and. Basically, the green that the Jets had, it didn't look good on TV. I never liked the Jets uniforms. I've always thought the Jets probably had the worst uniforms in the NFL.
It's a weird green. It's not very sharp. It's a very, yes, correct.
I guess, I understand. I guess, like, Nike even told them that, listen, this green sucks. Like, I guess it was Nike that got them moved along on this. That it was like, listen, the green sucks. It doesn't look good. And I guess the Jets have had problems for years with the green. And they couldn't figure out, like, the right tint. They've changed tints of green type thing. You'll notice if you look at over the years, they've changed the tint of green. They've never got the right green. They finally went to Rider green, essentially. They went to the same tint that the Riders are using, essentially. That's why it looks so much like them. I mean, it's green's green, but they went to the same type of green. I mean, if you look at the Jet helmet, it's a Rider helmet, essentially.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
It's like they took the Saskatchewan Rough Rider helmet and just put a Jet logo on it, as opposed to the Riders. But I'm noticing a common theme here, Cam. Last year, the Tennessee Titans had new uniforms that were a total blatant ripoff of the Toronto Argonauts.
The Argonauts, exactly. They're stealing CFL secrets, and no one's talking about
it. They really are.
You're absolutely right.
I'm talking about it.
Yeah, you're talking about it. The shape of the logo is a ripoff of the Argos. You said it. If you know anything about the CFL, it is a Saskatchewan uniform. But, yeah, who's going to say, oh, yeah, we decided to steal our uniforms from the Canadian Football League? Well, you are. I saw some other people saying it's North Texas mean green. No, it's not. It's way closer to Saskatchewan. Big time. You're right, Gabe.
This has been going on forever, though. This has been going on forever.
What about Calgary? Calgary Stampeders and SMU. It's the same damn horse.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a Mustang. You know what I mean? You're right.
It's a Mustang.
But look at the Green Bay Packers and the Edmonton Eskimos. They look very similar.
Exactly.
People would think, oh, the CFL team must have ripped off the Packers. No. The Eskimos have been playing football longer than the Packers. The Eskimos or the Edmonton Eskimos were that uniform forever. You know what I mean? Right. They didn't, you know, the Green Bay Packers ripped them off, essentially. Like, it's amazing, actually. Like, if you... You think of it, and you know, I don't know. It is what it is. You know, Adidas designs the new CFL stuff, so Nike, you know they're aware of it. You know, when they designed it, they're aware of it. But you know, you could also make the argument it looks like Eastern Michigan.
Like, that's true.
It does. It kind of like
no
the Jets uniforms look like
Alouettes,
Eastern.
Though.
They're hard to rip off, the Alouettes.
They sure are. The color scheme.
The Alouettes always have unique jerseys. They really do. Like, they have
a college jersey. It's more of a college jersey than a pro jersey.
Yeah, like the Alouettes never have like a they'll have a different type of, like, they'll have white block on the shoulder. Like, they do different things. Listen, a bunch of Alouettes have sick uniforms. The Alouettes helmets, Cam, are prime. The old school Alouette helmets, as nice as they get. And the Montreal Concord, the white one.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. We'll be right back.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage on Radio. WrestleMania weekend. I see Jonathan Snowden on Twitter, who I actually got into a Twitter feud once briefly for a couple hours, but I decided to take the high road. It was about Conor McGregor. It was about Conor McGregor. Like, things escalated. I had a few drinks at the time, and it escalated fast, but I actually like the guy. He's like, dear wrestling fan, I'm going to have to ask like Rockamaniac this, like an inside wrestling joke, but it's true. So I'll ask you, Cam, what do you watch here? Dear wrestling fans, please decide me, help decide what to watch live. Joey Ryan's penis party. Janela spring break. Just by the fact that I hear Joey Ryan's penis party.
I'll go with Janela. Yeah,
I'm hearing Janela spring break. I'm thinking bikinis and stuff. Like,
yeah, I got enough penis. Yeah, not penises. Like, what are you talking about here?
Yeah, me too. I know about this because the other night I saw this. I'm like, Joey Ryan's penis party. I'm like, what the hell is this?
What the hell is that? Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, do I click this or not? And I took a deep breath. I was like, all right, I got to click this. Because it's actually a wrestling event. A wrestling event. Yeah, I don't know why it's called Joey Ryan's penis party.
I guess it's pretty wild. With that lemon party thing. He's like, hey, you go to that concert listings or whatever, and I click on it, it's old guy sucking another guy off. I'm like, oh, that was great. I fell for that one. Stupid idiot. I always fall for it.
Good old Pizzola. All right. we'll bring the band away in a second. I just wanted to bring up here. So we're talking about the green. And I'll get to the Craig Carton sentencing. I talked about it this morning before. I'll get to it after the Babano segment. But just quickly, Babano can comment on this because he knows the CFL. But so this is the thing with the green, and I just tweeted it out, actually, Cam. It's amazing the difference in the color greens. And you'll see. I'll retweet it again. Did I retweet it? No. Okay, here, Cam, check my Twitter. I just retweeted. I put it in the chat as well. But so basically the Jets, back in the 60s and 70s, the Jets wore a brighter Kelly-like shade of green. Over the years, it got darker. Nike had problems rendering it consistently across various uniform elements. The new green is designed to look better on television, where the old green often looked drab. This is the Jets president talking about the color change. They added black as an accent. They added black paint. So the face masks aren't white, they're black, which is a little different, actually, for football. So their face mask is black, everything's black. New York Jets say that they tinkered with various colors to add to a third color scheme, but they decided to go with black in the end. The logo's a little different. I might like the old logo better, even though the new green is cooler, but the helmets are not even comparable. The new helmet compared to the old helmet, not even comparable. New helmet kicks the crap out of the old helmet. Say what you will about these uniforms. And whether you love them, you hate them, or you think, hey, they're the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they're better than what they had. And listen, I'm in New York, and you go to Modell's, man, in Manhattan, and there's no Jet jerseys for sale.
Oh, I know.
They've got a Joe Namath jersey, and they've got, like, 28 Giant players up there. And they got every Yankee player, a couple of Mets, but... Like, the Jets, they don't sell merchandise. Like, they're not as popular as the Giants, number one. But number two, like, casual fans, like, wear Brooklyn Nets stuff. People that don't know who the Brooklyn Nets are walking around New York wearing Brooklyn Net gear because it looks cool. It looks cool. They're color
scheme. I like your Brooklyn jersey. The way the trimming on the collar looks great. Nice accent.
That's Notorious B.I.G. ripoff. Exactly. So go with the Brooklyn look. The Jets don't have that. Like, I don't really like the Jets, but man, that's a sick hat, or that's a great looking hoodie. They don't do that. They sell it. It's ugly. Nobody's gonna buy it. Like, even diehard Jet fans don't like the Jet uniform. So now you can wear this much better jersey. Much better jersey. Let's bring Babano in right now. Babano, what's up, Babano?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Babano, how you doing?
Doing good, Babano.
Doing good. Happy birthday, Cam. Oh, goodness. I almost forgot. Happy birthday. I'm telling you what, Cam, and I say this to everybody in terms of the birthday. I'm sick of looking at it like I'm 1 year older. I'm done looking at it in the negative light. The way I see it, I'm 1 year better. I'm 1 year stronger. I'm 1 year more experienced. Same goes for you. Enjoy your birthday, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much, Papano. I appreciate that. I was just telling Gabe about ailments of getting older, ear hair and problems, things getting stuck in my teeth, but that's a positive vibe. I like that. Thank you.
Positivity.
I can see Cam. Yeah. Cam, I just sort of had a weird, glance into the future. And for some reason, I picture you with dentures.
I know. I have a feeling I'm going to have dentures, too. I have good teeth now, but until I get a, I don't have a dental plan. So, yeah, I have a feeling it's not going to last.
Yeah, I could just picture you being old and telling me, all right, it sucks. I got a corn on the cob.
Polygrip. I got Fixodent, Gabe.
Man, I remember my grandfather. My grandfather, he had his real teeth, but may he rest in peace. But I remember in the later ages, just have a vision of him, Cam. Corn on the cob with like a pissed off look on his face. And he'd take a knife and he'd like cut it off.
Start shaving.
Shave the corn. He'd discard the cob. He'd be eating the corn out of the off the plate.
You know what my mom's dad used to do?
He was smart.
He had dentures.
He knew.
He used to throw
You're an old
them
person. You're an old person. Crazy. You chew in a corn on a cob. That could be the end of your teeth. Like, you can't be doing that.
Definitely. Yeah, my mom's dad, she says I have a lot of his characteristics. He used to drink like six bottles in the day of Coke a day. He was a huge man. My mom said when he'd get mad, he'd have a couple drinks and throw his dentures. They go chattering down the stairs. Yeah, that was his move. Take them out, throw them.
Hey, incidents like that help keep the business alive for guys like Lou Pursuti and Paul Pacifici here in Hamilton, two very renowned denturists who are always on television locally here.
Everyone needs their teeth fixed. I wish I was a dentist. There's a lot of money in the dental game.
Yeah, that's a pretty inside joke, but man, I'm like, who the hell is this guy talking about?
Hamilton Pasculi. Dentures. Ooh. Great name. Is he the Ticats' new kicker? Paul Pasculi?
Well, Lou Pursuti's a guy on his commercial. He always says, there's some things I had to fight in my life. For me, it was weight control. For others, it's their teeth. And he launches into his little spiel about his business. So tries to relate it as, hey, you got a problem? I can fix it for you.
What are you getting free dental work from Lou Pursuti or something?
No, my teeth are still real, at least for now, Gabe. So I'm hoping I don't see that guy anytime soon.
Yeah, but man, you're doing pretty good. You got all your hair and good teeth. It's one thing. Yeah. You're doing good. You're doing good. Yeah, you haven't hit those areas yet. Enjoy it while you got it.
Babano's still young. Babano already has like the old man hair like style though.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I've got the old hair follicles. Old man hair follicles too. It's turning gray quickly.
He's got the Pat Riley. Slick.
You got it. Goes right back. Yeah, like the hair. You got the Pat Riley. But listen. Now, you'll be all right. Like, Babano, like, pictures me as a dude in the future there. He's going to have the hair still. He won't be bald. But he'll have, like, the thin sort of going back hair. I can picture you.
The thinning top. Yeah.
Yeah, drinking beer, like, before you go to the Tiger Cat game. You'll have, like, the blood vessel nose and stuff, like Harry Neal.
Oh, I got that for sure. I'm doomed. I got a big honker.
Joe Bowen and Harry Neal like their booze. I can tell that.
Every hockey guy does. There's a funny thing in a Ron Darling book. There was a Ron Darling book, and everyone's talking about, like, he said Lenny Dykstra said racist stuff to Oil Can Boyd. Oil Can Boyd said, I didn't hear it. So it seems to be a non-story. But one of the funny things was in the book, Darling talked about how the play-by-play guy, the Mets, Murphy was such a booze bag. That once they came into the clubhouse and he was passed out on the trainer's table in the middle of the room, and they couldn't wake him up. So they said, like, it was like a playoff game, like they had a team meeting and stuff around him.
That's
it's
awesome.
Because like, yeah, the guy's wasted, passed out. We had a team meeting around him while he slept in court.
Around him.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Decision, Freddie Granger Radio. All right, Babano, you say you know your music. Who's this?
Early, I couldn't hear it too well. I'd have to hear it to play the song again.
Crank it up.
Oh, it's... Deep Purple, is it not?
I will give you a little bit of leeway, only because I do know when you're on hold, on when you're a guest when you're on a phone, the music always sounds muffled and stuff. I don't know what it is.
Does.
It's true. Like even when I do ESPN and stuff, they're playing the music. It's like, and then boom, on and it's clear.
Yeah,
like it's like I don't know what it is. Like it's one of those weird radio deals.
No, I heard it better the second time. Yeah, after you said "Hit It," Gabe, I heard it a lot better. Deep Purple, I think it was.
No, it's Styx.
Yeah,
Styx.
Exactly. Styx. Good call, Cam.
Thank you.
Cam's good at that stuff. Like you'd be good, Cam.
Come sail away.
Come sail away. Renegade. Mr. Roboto.
Rock Jeopardy. Obviously, don't know much about. Like metal and stuff is humorancy being in the game, but my classic rock knowledge, like I got my brother's crates of albums
stuff where like where they play like love a it. Blurb of a song. I used to like that tough. In the old days. FM used to do that. Yeah. All right, you guess these
Bieber.
Nine songs.
Man, it would be like that was the best WKRP episode ever. Remember that? We're like, and the guy does it. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. And they're like, oh my God, we're going to give you this if they win. And then the guy got it. That was the best episode ever. Remember you talked about that too. Oh man, that's great. It's so hard to do. You get a little snippets from like nine songs. Yeah, man, it's tough.
The funny thing was about that, WKRP was a ghetto station. So the contest was for $50. But Johnny Fever's baked. And for some reason, he thinks it's 5,000. So he's like, 5,000 smackaroos, baby. He's like, $5,000. And they tell him, they're like, Johnny, if anyone wins, you're fired.
Yeah.
They're like, you just, because he's like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Carlson. And he's like, no, don't worry about it, Johnny. And he's like, wow, you're taking this pretty well. He goes, no, don't worry. As long as no one wins, you're not fired. And so him and Venus come up with it. They're all like, yeah, there's no way in hell. They're like, there's no Venus flytrap did it. They're laughing. They're like, there's no way in hell anybody will come up with this. It's like, like millisecond.
Yeah, the guy calls it. Evita, Iron Butterfly. They're like,
the guy's like, Iron Butterfly, Stairway to Heaven, Journey. He's like, you see Johnny.
Oh, so good.
Dude, that show is the best.
It's one of the longest songs in history, in a God of Evita.
Oh God, I love that show too, man. It's the best.
Yeah,
they don't make
the WKRP. It made me, like I said, like it's now I'm in radio and stuff. Like I always thought it was cool, but now I'm in radio. It's amazing how they nailed it. Like it's crazy.
True.
Like for a sitcom, and like it's really like that. Like I've worked for so many bosses, like that are Mr. Carlson, sort of clueless, nice old men. The salespeople are like Herb. It's true. There's always an Andy, the good guy that wants to do it. But you know what I mean? Like, there's always, there's always a couple of but like the on-air stuff is gold with Johnny Fever. The best. They're doing the remote, and Buddy's bitching the whole time. He's like, your station sucks. Not one person's come in here all day. And Johnny Fever's like, listen, what do you want me to do, buddy? Somebody walks in and Johnny's like, look, here's some customers now, except they're there to rob the place.
No, that's right. I remember that one.
We can go on. Venus Flytrap, he's the overnight guy on WKRP. So instead of like going on the air, he pre-tapes his show and he brings a chick into the studio and he does the chick. Except while he was on the air, the jewelry store underneath the radio station got robbed. And they saw a black guy leave that just looked like Venus. Except Venus couldn't have done it because he was on the air.
Yeah.
But then they found out.
He?
No. He pre-taped his show.
Tapes.
Yeah, the jewelry store got robbed. Right? So Mr. Carlson's like, I believed in you, Venus. He's like, I swear, I didn't, like, he's going off and stuff. And it turned out the chick set Venus up. Oh, yeah, great show.
Yeah.
It only lasted two seasons. CBS took it off after two seasons because it was too real. That Venus profile show was about racism and about how the cops didn't believe him, etc. They got deep. Like, they hit some real life like topics and stuff like that. And CBS was like, this is, you guys, like, you know, it was the era of the Love Boat and Three's Company. They were like, just crack about Jennifer's breast, man. Yeah. We don't want to hear about racism with cops and Venus Flytrap and, you know, there's too much drug talk with Johnny Fever. And, like, I guess CBS, like, every week hated it. And they didn't even pull it. They quit. The writers of WKRP said, you know what? Screw this. They said, we're tired of it. And I didn't realize this, but one of the head writers was actually Les Nessman.
Wow.
And supposedly he wrote all the funniest shows. Like, he was one of the writers on the show, Les. And he wrote, like, the Venus one. He wrote, like, the Carlson and the Coke one. Like, the cocaine one.
He's talented, man. He's talented.
Arthur Carlson got cocaine in a record because there used to be kickbacks, but he thought it was foot powder. So he puts it all over his feet. And Lonnie Anderson's like, Mr. Carlson, that's cocaine. It's not foot powder. He starts freaking out. I can't feel my feet.
My feet are numb.
They can't hurt. He's like, I'm a drug addict. He's like, I'm hooked.
I'm hooked.
Yeah, great. Great show.
Only four seasons, but it was well acclaimed. It was well received by the critics, and it got jerked around, that show too. It was around on different time slots, different days. That didn't help it either in terms of the ratings, and that's eventually what got it.
Bano, you're reading Big Will. Big Will just said four seasons. The second those the new WKRP doesn't count. That's like saying Star Trek. Like no. Like the new WKRP was a scam, but. Nevertheless,
we're not going to get into this debate. Star Trek's a different entity in itself between Captain Kirk, the new generation. There's so many spinoffs of Star Trek. We can't even, you know, everyone's got their thing, right? I like the old ones where Captain Kirk used to nail aliens. That's my Star Trek.
Yeah, those alien chicks are hot.
Very much so.
That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't have sex with, like, one of these new robot chicks.
No.
Like, I'm not down. I don't want to have sex with a robot, but no, I would have sex with a hot alien chick.
For sure. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I'd have, like, you know, like some
green
hot
chick.
Like Raquel Welch painted green. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah,
I don't want
you.
Like,
just
weird,
give me real,
like,
cards to work with. I'm interested. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want like octopus stuff. Like stuff. Like,
I don't want things growing out of you. I got enough problems. I got a golf ball in my stomach. I don't need gross and chicks with eight arms. We got our own problems, Bretzi.
What's that, gang? Babano eats
gang
alien
says
soup?
Babano,
I said Babano,
alien.
Like, he will probably eat alien soup.
Yeah, he likes soup. It's true.
Settle down, Yang.
Settle down, Yang.
Babano would probably eat alien soup. Hold on, man. It's going to take me a minute to recover from this one. Babano is up.
What the hell's going
on?
This is great.
All right, let's get to the game.
I
now
love
we're
Friday.
Talking about alien soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleeping
I know.
Alien
WKRP in Cincinnati to alien soup, yeah. Only on Game Time Decisions.
All right. So, we got one game tonight, Babano. We got South Florida at DePaul. Wednesday night game was a real classic. Great game, man. Went back and forth, overtime, three-point shots, real dramatic. The total sailed way over. The total's the same number again tonight. I guess it might be a little tighter tonight because it is literally the title game tonight. It's game three. Yet DePaul, you know, when they played at South Florida on Monday, the game went under because South Florida were at home and they were able to sort of control the tempo more. Now you're back in Chicago, and we saw the tempo was the way DePaul likes it. Like, DePaul wants to get scored 90 a game. Like, DePaul have scored, like, 90 points or more in 8 of their last 10 games type of thing now. So they're going to push it. Total's 145, and I'm going with the home team here as well. I think DePaul's going to get it done. You said, Kim, earlier you thought DePaul were a better team than USF. I said I think the South Florida Bulls are better than DePaul, but the difference is the home court. The game's in DePaul tonight. We saw last night in that Marshall game, the home court meant a hell of a lot. It's tough, man, to win on the road in a spot like this. What's your take on the game tonight, Babano?
I'd lean DePaul. It's not going to be a strong bet, but I think they got the momentum. You know, they won in overtime, 196. They're at home trying to win the third and deciding game of this little mini two of three series. Disappointing loss for South Florida. They have multiple opportunities to win, and of course, if they had won that game, they win the series. They don't even have to think about a game three. So I think from a momentum standpoint, from a positivity in terms of your mental approach, I think it's all on DePaul, and you're right. I mean, they're at home. They're probably going to be able to dictate tempo. You know, they had a great game from Max Struss the other night. He was fantastic, 32 points. He's going to have to shoot that way again. DePaul's also a better free throw shooting team, and you know what I think about that. That's an edge in these close line games. DePaul 73% to just 64% at the free throw line for South Florida. That could be your difference.
I can't disagree.
It's the line. It's a crazy game. The line value too. Think about this. So South Florida's playing DePaul. It's one tonight. What was it before? 5.5, 6. Because South Florida played. What, like, it's kind of weird almost. Like, it almost feels
like a trap.
I like
they're telling you to take. Yeah.
It feels like a trap, big time. But we'll see.
I'm going to go with DePaul. DePaul in the over. Game time decision continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Time decision that he rage of radio medicine sports radio network. I gave him Renzi Babano throwing it down with us. I just retweeted a couple of gold things courtesy of the New York Subway.
I had the luggage?
It's just, yeah, the luggage's too good, but Kev, I just retweeted a pigeon. There's a pigeon that's walking around the platform. The train comes and the pigeon just hops on the train like a normal.
Bye-bye.
He just walks over. Check it out. He just cruises over. He's like, all right. He waits for the people. He waits for the people to get off, and he gets on the train. It's a great. Yeah, there's just it's a
awesome.
Subway.
That's
great. Hey, see the pigeon?
I'll tell you something about birds, though, Morenci. I got a bird in my nest, and my friend Vince, I don't know, I guess it's Chinese culture. I don't know what's going on, but
yeah,
he doesn't like
you got birds. What's
yeah,
you do? You got
the birds.
You still have those birds near your doorbell on your front step or whatever it was?
Amazing. It's better than ever. This bird is the size of a chicken. Like, I can't believe this thing. I can barely see its head. It's pregnant again. This bird's like body is like the size. It's huge. It can't even stay in the nest. So the chick and the guy, they take turns hanging in the nest because the woman's pregnant. She's too big for the nest, so Turkey takes off. He hangs out for a while. They do shifts. She does the day shift and the skinny guy does the night shift. But yeah, they're banging again and the bird's pregnant. It's unbelievable. They were gone all winter. They return to my nest on top of my outdoor light and the bird is back. I said hi this morning. Well, I went out and that bird's fat and pregnant. It's unbelievable. They've been tenants at my place for 2 years, 3 years now. They don't go away. And I like them.
We got the wildlife update of the day with Reginetta, Cam Stewart.
We're with the got a family growing in his backyard. It's special time, special moment.
That's cool, babe. So, I like the fact that the pigeon gets on the subway. That's amazing. Good pigeon.
He just hops on.
That's so great. Next up.
All right, Babano. So tomorrow we got the Final Four. Talk about the DePaul game. So what'd you say about tonight's game, Babano? Who you're going with?
He's not touching, I don't think.
The basketball?
Yeah, you're not DePaul. Touching yourself over at DePaul.
Yeah, DePaul. I'll have a small play on DePaul. Nothing strong, but I like DePaul. I think they win.
All right. So I'm seeing now, at least at FanDuel right now, I see that Virginia up to 6-point favorites now.
I know.
They're 6-point favorites against Auburn, total 131. And Texas Tech and Michigan State have been holding strong at -2.5 all week. It's weird, though, because it was 2.5, but the money line was 155. Then I saw the money line was 150, even though it was 2.5. It's still 2.5, but the money line's back up to 160.
155. Now. And Mr. Green, so, 155.
What do you make of the games tomorrow, Babano?
Yeah, the first game I'm on Virginia, -5.5. I think Auburn is going to, you know, hit the wall tomorrow. It wouldn't totally shock me if they win, but I think this is a bad matchup for them. I'm looking at it where people are going to reference the Purdue game and say Carson Edwards showed that Virginia's vulnerable suddenly in terms of the three-point shot. And we know Auburn can make their threes, but Carson Edwards made some very tough contested shots that you can't expect Jared Harper or Bryce Brown or some of these Auburn perimeter guys to be able to duplicate and replicate what Carson Edwards did. I can't see it. I think Virginia's on a mission now. They've gotten to the Final Four. That's a big, you know, weight off their shoulders. I think they're going to be relaxed. I think they're going to play their best game of the tournament tomorrow, Virginia. I think it's going to be too much for Auburn to handle. Auburn's got to hit threes. They're up against a good three-point defense. They have to force turnovers. Virginia doesn't turn the ball over very often. I don't see a path to victory for Auburn. I like Virginia there.
Sounds good.
We got Michigan State and Texas Tech. Are you worried about that game? Some people I talk to are like, you know,
I am worried now.
In my circle, that Michigan State, I think Michigan State are going to beat Texas Tech. I'm not overly, you know, I think Michigan State are going to the title game, but, you know, they're not 6-point favorites. They're 2.5-point favorites. So, you know, Texas Tech have been damn good. It's hard to write these guys off. You talked about a Cam, the Italian kid, Moretti.
Moretti's hitting like 46. Solid.
Yeah, he's hit like 45-46% of his 3-point shots in the NCAA tournament. Like, he's been on fire. We know, you know, the Culver kid's good, NBA lottery pick. Chris Beard's a hell of a coach, coach of the year. They play great defense. But to me, I just think Michigan State match up well with Texas Tech. Texas Tech have done a nice job bullying people, but I don't think they're going to be able to bully Michigan State. I've got Michigan State, Babano.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan State, I cashed twice with them last weekend against LSU and Duke back-to-back games, and I think they're going to win in advance. Lukewarm opinion here on Michigan State, -2.5. I like Virginia more. That would probably be my best bet if I had to give one. That would be it. But I think Michigan State's going to advance. I don't put anything past Chris Beard and Texas Tech. Moretti, Mooney, guys like that have really stepped up for them in terms of secondary offensive options along with Jarrett Culver. That's really helped them in this tournament. I think for Michigan State, though, they've got the bodies and the length and the size and the paint to shut off a lot of what Culver likes to do. Culver likes to slash and get to the basket, get to the rim. I don't think that's going to be as easy against Michigan State here in this game as maybe it's been so far in the past in this tournament. And it's going to put even more duress, I think, and pressure on, you know, Moretti, Mooney, and those secondary guys to step up and get it done for Texas Tech. Because I think Michigan State's a little bit better suited personnel-wise to neutralize Culver. That could be the difference. Hey, if they win, and it wouldn't shock me, Chris Beard can match wits with Izzo. It's a great coaching matchup. But, Michigan State's been good to me. They're on a roll right now. Other than that little three-game losing streak they had, way back in January? That's about it. They've been pretty consistent, and I think they're going to find a way to pull out the game here against Texas Tech.
All right, Babano. So who do you think is going to cut down the nets on Monday night if you're playing now? We won't speak before the title game. So who's your national champion? Who's going to win it all?
I'm going to go with Virginia. I'm going to stick by it. I think it's, you know, after all the years of struggle, after a lot of scares, let's not forget, they were down at halftime against Gardner-Webb. You know, Oregon put a scare into Virginia. Purdue put the biggest scare into Virginia. And if Mamadi Diakite doesn't hit that shot at the end of the second half, they don't even advance to the Final Four. So Virginia survived. I don't think they've played their A game yet in this tournament. I think they'll play it tomorrow, and I think they'll play strong enough again on Monday night in the national championship game to cut down the nets and be your national champion. Tony Bennett will finally get his due, I think, as one of the premier coaches with a Virginia national title.
That's music to Cam Stewart's ears.
Sure is. That's a sweet song, buddy. Sweet song. I worried about Michigan State. I'm not a greedy man, Gabe. I have to. I think Virginia was going to take care of Auburn. I'm worried that we all like it, though. Like, we've had some really smart people on, Whale Capper, Babano, regular cappers, Gabe. You and Joe Ranieri probably had some guys in the morning show. I've not heard one person make a case for Auburn so far. It's all Virginia, right? It's kind of scary, but maybe Auburn hits the wall. But this Texas Tech-Michigan State game, yeah, I'm not screwing around with Michigan State. It gets hedged because I think Virginia can at least beat Auburn if they don't cover the number, and then we're in a good situation. Don't want to get nothing, right, Morenci? We talk about small victories. Don't want to be greedy. Just want to get paid.
Yeah, our producer in the morning, Sean G, he's actually on the verge of potentially winning a March Madness pool, and it's $4,000. Now, he doesn't even need to win. All he needs is Michigan State. If Michigan State beat Texas Tech, he wins the entire thing. Nobody can catch him.
Wow.
But it's $4,000. So, and it costs 30 to enter only. So he
put
$1,000
on Texas Tech money.
What he should do? Right? Yeah. So I told him, $852. $852 wins you $1,000 on Texas Tech. So basically, you know, and he's going to do it. He's got to borrow $852 from somebody. He's going to go to the FanDuel Sportsbook tomorrow. He's going to put $852 on Texas Tech money line. So if they win, then he'll get $2,000 back. He'll make, you know, $1,200 profit. And if they lose, then, hey, it sucks. You threw $852 away. But you're getting $4,000 from the pool. The only bad thing that can happen to him is if he goes and he puts the money down on Texas Tech and Texas Tech lose, and then he gets stiffed and they never pay him for the pool. That's the downside of this.
Oh, they got to pay him.
You better know these people that are running the pool very well and make sure you know that they're going to pay him.
I'm just saying. You always got to think of, like, the negative here. Somebody kept asking, why doesn't he middle it and win both? Because Michigan State's going to win. That's why. He doesn't even really want to hedge it, but he thinks Michigan State's going to win as well. But
Michigan State's
a smart thing to do.
I've told everybody this week I still like Virginia to win the national title, but Michigan State would scare the hell out of me as someone that thinks Virginia's good. Like, if it's a Michigan State-Virginia national title game, that one is going to be a tough matchup for Virginia. It would be a great game, but that would be an ultimate test for the Cavaliers because you got a great offense and a great defense. So that would be fascinating if that's what we get.
You betting the basketball, the women's basketball, Bavana? You watching the women's basketball tonight? Are you a basketball purist, or are you a male chauvinist pig?
Well, I guess if you got to classify it like that, it'd probably have to be the latter. Unfortunately, I haven't watched a second of it. So probably won't watch a second of it tonight. So the answer is no. Can't help you with that.
Baylor's 7-point favorites.
They're 8.5 now.
8.5? Oh, got to get on my update.
It. Yeah, update and a half.
Steam burns. That's a lot of steam. What about the other one? 2.5? 2.5.
Two and a half,
right?
Notre Dame's 2.5, 157. And wow, Oregon and Baylor, 8.5.
What's the total
now
in the other game? 147.5. 147.5. Okay, thanks.
Huh. I think they're both going over. I spoke to our boy Riggs earlier in the day. Riggs lives in Connecticut. And Riggs says he thinks Notre Dame's going to win.
I agree. The chick on
By the way, LA, I was just going to say, LA Dodgers are pounding Colorado. I've got that game on the TV right now. And it looks like it's warm in Denver. Keep an eye on that, guys. Coors Field, it looks like it's 70 degrees there. I see people in T-shirt and shorts. So they're getting some pretty warm weather there for early April.
Yeah, Dodgers are kicking ass and taking numbers. They've scored five runs. They didn't even have an out in the fifth inning yet. They just keep on scoring.
Yeah, thanks, Mabano. As I said, we're talking about women's college basketball here. Thanks for the Dodger update.
I see one Dodger hit after another. It's 6-1 now. It was like 2-1 just now.
So the total's 157 in the UConn-Notre Dame game. That game's going to – it should sail over the number. I think both games are going to get there. I'm just intrigued by this Oregon plus 8.5 now, but I can't play every game. All right, so we've got hockey here tonight. And I saw the Ranger fans, actually. I don't know where they were from, but I saw them leaving a hotel and taking a ferry, actually. Bunch of people, like a family. They were decked out in Ranger gear. Got to be hardcore to be decked out in Ranger gear going to the game tonight. But I think it's their last home game of the year. The Columbus Blue Jackets, minus 260 on the road in New York here. And man, the Montreal Canadiens are hanging on for dear life right now. It's a big game for playoff implications tonight, and the oddsmakers have the Jackets winning this game, guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Columbus Blue Jackets and you don't get into the playoffs now, it's got to be a mass exodus. You get rid of all the core, you fire Tortorella, you get rid of the GM. This has got to get you in the playoffs now. You just need one win against either the Rangers tonight or the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night. 2 points is all you need. Surely you can get it done here if you're the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think they do get it done tonight. I didn't see a lot in the New York Rangers the last game against Ottawa. They were terrible. Maybe trying to play spoiler gets them going, home finale tonight, but I don't trust them. They're not playing well. If Columbus, you know, shows up, doesn't screw around, you know, puts it up to bed, they can win tonight.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
We've got a couple of minutes left here into level two. We're with Babano, Ian Cameron. You can find him on Twitter and get all the plays at Babano. He also hosts a hockey podcast on Patreon called The Ice Guys with a couple of other puckheads, including Alex Smith, who we had on earlier in the week. That's over at Patreon. You can look it up, Patreon Ice Guys. So speaking of which, it's Bob Cole's last game. Tomorrow night. I wouldn't be surprised if he did one game down the road. It's like, not his contract's up, so this is it. But it's the Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night. The question is, how critical will the game be as we head into the final weekend of regular season play, Babano?
Yeah, I mean, from a Toronto's perspective going into that game tomorrow night, guys, it's looking like they're going to ice a pretty close to a full lineup. Maybe the odd guy is going to get rested, but Kadri is supposed to play. Frederik Andersen, the plan is for him to start in net tomorrow night against Montreal. So the big question is, does Montreal have anything to play for? Obviously, they're out if Columbus wins tonight and takes care of business against the Rangers. But if the Rangers pull the upset, all of a sudden, Montreal with a win and some help from Ottawa, they can still get in that second wild card spot. So, but as of right now, Toronto looks to be a team that is going to be icing, not resting guys, icing a fairly regular lineup. They want to get some confidence going into the playoffs. They haven't played well the last 2 weeks. I think the onus is on for the Leafs to try to go out with a win tomorrow night and try to finish strong and get some confidence and momentum before they start against the Boston Bruins next Thursday.
Yeah, they played well last night, but once again, Vasilevsky's got the Leafs' number. Like, they worked hard in that game. It's just Tampa Bay, man. They're very opportunistic. They're a very, very strong team, and that Stamkos shorthanded goal really did the Leafs in early.
Yeah, so this is it. You're right. So the Columbus Blue Jackets, they clinch a playoff spot tonight if they're in.
Yep.
They clinch the spot. It'd be fitting, like John Davidson in New York, actually, if they defeat the New York Rangers in any fashion. The Dallas Stars clinch a wild card spot with a single point tonight as well.
Dallas is already clinched, Gabe. Dallas is already clinched. They're in already.
Watch out. Dangerous.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Well, Pat, thanks, Benny.
Are you sure?